A new study points to potential health problems with a widely used herbicide. This is the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush, in for Rebecca Williams. Farmers use Roundup on corn, soybeans, and other crops. And people use it at home to get rid of those pesky weeds. The active ingredient in Roundup is glyphosate. Researchers found that continuous exposure to tiny amounts of the chemical, amounts that are much lower than what's allowed in drinking water today, might be linked to liver and kidney damage. The researchers looked at how genes changed in rats that were exposed to low doses of glyphosate. Their study was published in the journal Environmental Health. Brian Benkowski wrote about the study for Environmental Health News.
You know, it's hard to say, don't use Roundup, it's going to hurt you, but it certainly is concerning when you see studies continuing to come out that suggest health impacts.
Animal studies like this one are indicators that the chemical could cause harm to humans. Benkowski says more research is being done to find out. Monsanto is the company that makes Roundup. They say that the chemical has been extensively studied and is safe when used correctly. Let's rewind a few thousand years, before grocery stores existed. You would have gotten a lot of your food by finding it in the wild. Foraging is no longer a necessary skill, but some people like to do it as a hobby. Paula Friedrich recently sat in on a foraging class for beginners.
Pick any plant, and Rachel Mifsud will tell you what it is, what it tastes like, and the best way to cook it.
So this is chicory. This is a great plant to learn, because it tastes really good in coffee, and when you roast it, it smells like vanilla chocolate.
That's her talking to the Foraging 101 class she teaches. They're on a horse farm just outside of Northville. Tangled bushes and a few flowers line a long driveway down to the pasture. Mifsud just finished a lecture on identifying leaves, and now it's time to put that information to work.
Let's just take a walk around, leave all your stuff here except maybe your basket to put stuff in, and we'll go see what we can find.
Each student has a different learning tactic. One woman takes a photograph of every single plant that Mifsud points out, while Judy Matthews munches on everything that she finds, sometimes before Mifsud has deemed it safe. Matthews says finding her own food is empowering.
It's a lot of self-confidence that it builds within myself.
On the menu today, nettles, wild raspberries, and the so-called toothache plant.
If you take this and stick it in your mouth, it won't hurt you. It'll actually give you a numb feeling.
Oh, that's why it's toothache.
Toothache, yeah.
Mifsud learned it all as a kid. Her parents lived on 7 acres out in the country, and camping trips always included meals made from foraged food. She says it's hard to explain the difference between edible food and something that might kill you, but once you've learned it, you just know it. The same way you just know the difference between a cucumber and a zucchini.
They're long, they're green, they have a little nub at the end. But to those of us who know a cucumber and a zucchini, they totally look different. You pick it up and you know exactly what it is.
It just takes a lot of practice, and that's what Mifsud is offering through her classes. They started as one-off occasions, but grew into multi-week workshops, and now a full-blown business. She only just recently decided on the name, We'll Forage for Food. But Mifsud's larger goal isn't making money, or even teaching. It's building a community around foraging and a homesteading lifestyle. It's something that takes a team, but isn't all too common these days.
As people come in, I'm building a trade network, and when you're foraging or living a homesteading lifestyle, bartering and trading is extremely important. There's no way one person or even a family can do everything themselves. You have to trade with other people.
She says everyone has something to contribute, whether it's a few acres to forage on, a dish to bring to a food swap, or just by being ready to help with canning some wild raspberries. For the Environment Report, I'm Paula Friedrich.
And you can head on over to our website to see some photos of that foraging class. That's the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush.